broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, I love hearing your voice, and it is moving day on your fabulous golf course. You and Bill Corr making it a fabulous plantation course, Kapalua on Maui. It's moving day, Century Tournament of Champions, and on the show, Bob Bupka is going to wrap it up. He's a talk sport, of course, in UK. Ben Hongo teaches at Kapalua Golf Academy. He's also the vice president of the Aloha Section PGA. Stephanie Smith, vice president, marketing and brand management, Century Insurance, is joining us. Alex Urban, executive director, Century Tournament of Champions, is joining us. Pete McPartland, chairman of the board, president and CEO, Century Insurance, and Mark Rolfing, analyst and on-course reporter for Golf Channel. He's going to help set the stage this morning and talk to us about course conditions and the field and what's been happening. So welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio, streaming live around the world. Aloha from Hawaii. It's also a podcast, and you can get your podcast wherever you get yours, or go to radiogolfclub.com. That's where the link is for the live stream as well as for the podcast. And we're going to get with Mark right after. We thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, Water, Flood Water, Broken Pipe Cleanup, call 24-7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, let's bring in Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, contributor, The Dad's Advice Project, co-founder, Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on Maui's plantation course, designed by Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw. Back in, wow, Mark Rolfing, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Hello from Maui on another spectacular Saturday morning. And as you've been seeing all week, I am smiling from ear to ear. What a spectacular Century Tournament of Champions we have going.
Don't you have a record field? Is it 38-player field?
Yeah, I've been involved, obviously, since the beginning. It's the best field I've ever seen. There were 40 players that qualified by winning a tournament on the PGA Tour in this last calendar year. And of those 40, 39 accepted the invitations. Cameron Champ's not here because he tested positive earlier in the week. But other than that, everybody is here. And, you know, it's an event that, when you think about it, it was probably not 10 years ago that I was complaining to you on this very show about guys that were skipping the tournament. You know, we were changing sponsors. There was all sorts of uncertainty. And, you know, this event has really turned the corner. It has become one of the absolute premier events on the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. Now, it poured. We had the Kona low. And everything was probably growing in and getting really firm and fast and fabulous, like it always is. How are the course conditions on the plantation course now after all that rain?
You know, it's firming up every day, which is good. The rainfall stats are just mind-boggling. I've never seen anything like it here. And I will tell you, Danielle, that 6 weeks ago, the plantation course was in the best condition I had ever seen it by far. It was bouncy. It was playing firm and fast. And I told Ben and Bill that. And we were ready for that kind of a week. And then it started raining. And in the month of December, of 30 days, we had 27 measurable days of rain. We had a two-week stretch. As you well know, over there, you had the same thing. We had a two-week stretch where we had 16 inches of rain, and it just softened up, and there was nothing we can do about it. But it has changed now, really, since Wednesday. We had a big overnight rain Tuesday night. Wednesday was soft again. Thursday got a little firmer, and yesterday, with the sun out all day like it's been, and with no cloud cover, it's drying out. And I'm hoping it really does get even more bouncy today. I'd love to see a little more wind, but doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. The wind's definitely not happening, at least not much. We have something like variable 5 to 15, and that goes for most of the islands, Maui, of course, included. So the greens, are they trickier with all of this rain?
You know, they're not trickier for the shots coming into them, Danielle. You know, you can fly the ball much more at the pin. The hole is the target right now because it's so soft. That's usually never the case. You have to play to different spots on the greens and let the ball feed down to the hole. But where they are trickier, and you made a great observation there, they are trickier because they're a little slower. The PGA Tour has not been able to really get in and mow and roll the greens, and so they're a little bit slower. And for example, you saw John Rahm yesterday. He started complaining pretty early in the round about leaving putts short, you know, and chiding himself and saying, get the ball to the hole, and he was still leaving it short at the end of the round. Players have had a little adjustment that they've had to make, and some guys have done better than others.
Yeah, that, I think the guy who's done better than others is our leader, Cameron Smith. One person said he's not much of a driver, but he's amazing around the greens.
He may be the best putter out there. He doesn't get the credit for it. You know, everybody talks about Patrick Reed being a great putter. You know, Kevin Na. A lot of people think he may be the best putter on the PGA Tour. But for my money, Cameron Smith might be the best. And he's got such a great attitude. I mean, if the average golfer, if all us recreational golfers would just look at him and sort of try to emulate what he does. First of all, he got out to a terrible start yesterday. How many times have we done that? You know, bogey, bogey, first couple of holes, oh, here I go again. But it didn't bother him a bit, and he played the last 14 holes 11 under par. The thing I love about Cameron Smith, though, Danielle, is he is such a good putter, and he knows it, and he doesn't have to try shots and do things that he's not capable of. He plays to his strength. So when he gets in, which is his putting, when he gets in trouble, he doesn't have to try and hit some hero shot 2 feet from the hole, you know, out of the rough. All he needs to do is play it conservatively, get it to 15 or 20 feet, and then he's going to make the putt. And he's always is playing to his strength. The average golfer listening out here right now, play to your strengths, not your weaknesses. And watch Cam Smith. He's amazing.
He's amazing. Is he kind of, I mean, Stuart Appleby won 3 times in a row. An Aussie, right? And here's an Aussie. Do you see Cameron Smith kind of Stuart Appleby-ish?
Yeah, I do. And Ogilvy, too. Jeff Ogilvy won back-to-back. You know, the Aussies, first of all, there's a lot of similarity. You know, the Aussies, for one thing, are in their summertime down there. So any players, you know, that are spending December, let's say, in Australia are playing a lot more golf than a lot of American golf. But the grasses are very similar to Australia. They love the wind. There's a lot of similarities, and that's why we've seen Australian success. I think Mark Leishman will win this tournament one of these years.
Oh, there you go. Another one. Okay, now, speaking of terrific players, by the way, Cameron Smith, 3 eagles over the 2 rounds. That was pretty impressive. I was like, wow. John Rahm, number one. Didn't miss a fairway or a green. Is that some a record?
Well, yeah, I don't remember anybody ever doing that at the Plantation course. I suppose maybe it's been done, and you got to remember that we weren't in the ShotLink era when we started playing there. I'll tell you one that's even more amazing. Besides hitting all the greens yesterday, he's hit 34 in a row. You have to go all the way back to the third hole in the first round for when he last missed a green. If he was doing any kind of putting, we'd have a co-lead with Cameron Smith. But his putter has just been not nearly as good as Smith. And Rahm has worked hard now. I saw him after the round, you know, trying to get things turned around with the putter. And I think he will today. We haven't heard the last of John Rahm in this tournament, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, but he's kind of like that. You know, he's kind of sneaky. Now, Phil Mickelson is back, first time in 21 years. How's Phil doing up there on the Plantation course, that big, big?
Yeah, he's doing just fine. Things can change so fast if you think about Mickelson, I was watching the replay last night of our broadcast. 2 hours into that show, Mickelson was one stroke out of the lead. Halfway through the show, he was one stroke out of the lead, and now he's in 30th place. He had a bad finish. You know, he finished 5-6. He took 11 shots on the last two holes. But he can turn it around the other way today. He's going out early this morning, as are a few other guys. Justin Thomas is, Jordan Spieth going out early. Colin Morikawa is pretty early. And I think you will see a player in that group go really, really low this morning and get themselves right back in it. You can make up a lot of ground very fast on that course.
All right. Does the cold favor the players? I don't know about ball flight because it's cold. I mean, here it's 64, 66 degrees this morning. So it's probably not going to warm up until about 10 o'clock, I figure. So if they go out early, how early is early?
Well, early is 9:30, and no, it's not really going to affect the players. Everything's relative, Daniel. We've got some friends coming on from Century. One yes. of them who's going to be back at Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where I think it's 11 degrees, and that's cold.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I got it.
Yes. Very far in Stevens Point this morning.
Before we take our first break and bring in our next guests, I've got to ask you, have you ever thought this thought? If St. Andrews and Augusta National had a baby, it would be the Plantation course?
Yeah, because I've heard you say that, and it's a great comparison. This golf course plays so much like Augusta National to me. You saw Phil Mickelson hit a shot yesterday at the 13th hole that was within 10 feet of the pin at one point and ended up all the way back down the fairway because he put too much spin on it. It doesn't look like Augusta National. And the Century Tournament of Champions is not the Masters. We know that. But the playing similarities of the two courses are really quite similar. I think actually more so Augusta because of the elevation changes that you don't have at St. Andrews.
Okay, well, Brandel Chamblee actually dropped that one yesterday. And I thought that was, I'd never even occurred to me to have two golf courses, you know, have a baby. Okay, so I'm really excited. This is a terrific tournament, and it has been. The golf is amazing. The course is fantastic. The conditions are incredible. That's just what we see at the tip. You know, the iceberg that is the Century Tournament of Champions is Century Insurance. They're the ones who have come in and not just made this tournament so relevant, as Mark said, so important to the players and to everyone, but they've also given so much to our Maui community in the process of being the sponsor, the title sponsor. So we're going to talk first, and we're going to have them all in, talk a little bit with the man behind Century Tournament of Champions and the man who is the chairman of the board, the president and CEO of Century Insurance. That's Pete McPartland. And we're also going to have Stephanie. She is Stephanie Smith, and she's Vice President of Marketing and Brand Management at Century Insurance. And, of course, Alex Urban will be with us, too, Executive Director of Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. All of us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Idilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Idilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Idilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha, this is PGA Tour winner and major champion Colin Morikawa. Join me and the best players in the world at the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Don't miss Maui's premier event, which is fun for the whole family. This year, Hawaii residents can get a special Kama'aina ticket presented by Southwest Airlines. These ticket packages and more are available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring in Pete McPartland, Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Century Insurance, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Welcome in, Pete.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me again.
Yes, it's always a pleasure. Now, what's the temperature?
Well, it's gotten rather balmy here. It's 21 degrees, but it was below zero last night. So generally, since the tournament started, we've been running about a 70-degree differential between Stevens Point and Kapalua, just for everyone's information.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. I mean, why haven't you come over here, you know? I mean, you could have been in the balmy weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a tough decision to make, Danielle, involving Omicron.
Oh, yes.
And we had about 40-plus guests that were obviously mainlanders that were going to come out with us. And then they had their spouses, and they all had their kids they were going to extend vacations with. And quite frankly, having nothing to do with how well Maui has handled this the pandemic, they've done a brilliant job, and I really applaud Mayor Mike Victorino. But the surge, Omicron surge in the mainland is so fierce, and I understand getting, you know, more aggressive in Maui, certainly, that we just didn't want to risk having a lot of our guests here, some of which who may make feel a little under the weather, may need medical care, may want to head home, may need to be quarantined.
Yeah.
We, at the last minute, decided rather than deal with the complications of that, that we'd unfortunately not bring our guests. Although we do have about a quarter of them that opted to come on their own, that we're helping with their financial costs and so on. So we're there represented, but and Stephanie, of course, is there. Alex represents us, but it was a tough call, especially after, you know, not being able to come out last year.
Yeah. Well, Pete, you made an announcement. Century made an announcement. Century Insurance, kind of almost a sister city relationship between Wisconsin, Stevens Point, and Maui. This connected communities. Tell us about that.
Sure, Danielle. It was really kind of a natural extension of what had been going on in the first 4 years that we sponsored this tournament. So we embraced Maui as if it were a in Wisconsin, as if it were our home community. And how do you not? How do you not fall in love with not only Maui, but the people of Maui in particular? And as we, over the last 4 years, got to understand Maui issues, know the people, understand their needs, and as we started to invest heavily in the community itself in terms of contributing to not-for-profits, understanding those not-for-profits, et cetera, our understanding of Maui melded in with our understanding of our own central Wisconsin area. And we saw more similarities between the two communities than dissimilarities. And the mayors got to know one another, and that led to other things. We talk about this mask, COVID mask, that fourth graders a year or so ago in Maui contributed one half of the mask. Stevens Point fourth graders contributed the other half of the mask. And that kind of, almost by accident, although we asked them to do it, but became this first spark along the lines of the question of what could two communities that otherwise wouldn't know one another, if they were introduced more formally to one another, what kind of magic could happen there? So that was the impetus, Danielle, for the Connected Communities Initiative, which is now taking hold with a number of touch points. And it will have a life of its own. And I think it's going to be exciting over the next several years.
Yeah, the scholarship program for graduates at Maui Public High Schools, that's been in place. The Century Scholars Program, is that in addition to the scholarship program?
Well, the there are a number. We started providing scholarships for Maui students who want to continue their next level education in Hawaii, kind of public colleges and community colleges. We've done that, and I think we've contributed about 14 of those. We just kept those charities going in a number of areas. We embraced heavily the issue of kind of hunger in Maui. Embraced the food bank a little over a year ago with $250,000, and now hunger for kids, hunger issues involving kids needing to be fed after school. Kaukau for KK, it's called. We're giving $100,000 to that. But there's a lot of touch points. Certainly scholarships was the original impetus, and that continues forward, but it's now branched off into a number of areas.
Yeah, the financial support to address childhood hunger on Maui is so important. You've been supporting Maui United Way in addition to whatever monies are raised through the tournament. Beside that, you've been giving other more grants to Maui United Way, and the financial support for the COVID-19 pandemic relief efforts on Maui. All of these things are just, that reaching out and being a part of the community, the connected community, and creating this relationship between Hawaii, Maui in particular, and Stevens Point, Wisconsin, both kind of rural in nature in a way, and yet dealing with today's modern world and having to be able to kind of straddle the fence of wanting to keep everything in a natural way and yet needing to know how to navigate the world, the computer world, the social media of the world, getting kids just really ready to go out there and become entrepreneurs or become part of the Maui network, whether it's in the community level, whether they're working for the Maui County, all of these things, and how you can become a farmer. So much is being done on Maui to become a sustainable island, and it's thrilling to see you and the folks in Wisconsin, Century in Wisconsin, Stevens Point. So much. Thank you so much for all you do. I'd like to, Mark, do you have any questions, any comments you'd like to bring in?
Yeah, I just want to say to Pete, we miss you so much, Pete, and thanks for the note you sent. I know you're watching intently. You're a big golf fan besides important part of this event in this community, but there's already so much talk that the pro-am every year is just not the same without you, because clearly when you're the favorite, so you got to come back.
I do. Right, and my partner in that, Chris Berman, couldn't be around this year, but we have vowed to defend our champion next year for sure.
That's wonderful. You are right. So Alex Urban is with us, and we had this great conversation about the pro-am and how much fun it is for everyone. Alex, welcome into the clubhouse. Alex Urban, are you there? I guess we haven't connected yet. Stephanie, are you in with us? Stephanie Smith, Vice President over at Century Tournament of Champions Marketing and Brand Management.
Good morning, Danielle. I am here.
Good morning. What a wonderful Friday, Aloha Friday, welcoming the weekend with Aloha Wear. How many players do you know got into the spirit and wore, we wear Hawaii shirts, or mu'u women will wear something like that, something with flowers, sort of a Hawaiian motif. Do you know how many players dressed in a Hawaiian motif?
Yes, I do. Actually, we had 28 of the 38 players participate in Aloha Friday this year, either wearing an Aloha print on their shirt or hat or shoes. I didn't see any pants this year. In the past, we've had some pretty colorful pants. And for each item of clothing, a hat, a shirt, pants, or shoes, Sentry donates $1,000 to the charities that benefit from this tournament. So some players doubled up, and we will be donating $38,000 this year as a result of Aloha Friday. So since we started this, it's been $87,000 has been donated as a direct result of the players just absolutely getting into the Aloha spirit.
And that's wonderful. That's bravo, guys. The pants are tough, though. Getting pants that, you know, have the motif, that isn't easy. That isn't easy.
I don't know. Billy Horschel last year had these amazing pants. Flowers all over them. I had to applaud him. Those were fantastic.
Where are you, Billy? Win so you can bring your pants back.
You know what? He's here, and I saw him early in the week, and he said, no, he had a great shirt, no pants this year, but, you know, Billy and his fashion sense is something else.
Yes, yes, it is. It absolutely is. Mark Rolfing, did you wear anything like a Hawaiian motif?
Oh, did I ever? I actually even wore my flower-printed shirt out, and I was commenting on the delegate. I think it was Kevin Na. He had a really bright Hawaiian floor pattern shirt on. But you know, these guys, these young guys, their sleeves are so short. I just can't handle that anymore at my stage in life. You got to be able to wear shirts with those sleeves that short. My shirt sleeves, I think yesterday, were still coming down over my elbows.
Well, you know, it's not just guys. Women also have to, at some point, you know, give up the really short sleeves.
I've seen a lot of Fridays at the Century Tournament of Champions, you know, for decades. But I don't know that I've ever seen one that had as much energy as yesterday. The crowd was phenomenal, and I think Century's involvement in the community has really gotten everybody revved up again, and certainly having all the best players and Phil Mickelson and everybody was great. But not just the players yesterday. I saw a much higher percentage, and I think Stephanie can affirm this, I saw a much higher percentage of the folks that were out there watching golf wearing their Hawaiian attire. It was great. Everybody was really into it.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a wonderful thing. And Alex is with us now, and I need to take a quick break. Take care of the folks that are making us this conversation that we're having possible. So right after we take this break, Alex is going to talk to us about what's available, because there are the grounds for Kama'aina, the grounds plus the Banyan Club. There's still an option there. It's amazing. The Lanai at the Lookhouse is sold out. The Aloha Club is sold out. But there is some Lookout available tickets, and that gives you kind of a place to go and hide for a while and then get back on the road again. Because the plantation course, you want to have like a place where you can be planted and then take off and see what's happening on the course. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
And here comes the Sony Open PGA Tour stars hit Waialae January 10th to the 16th. You can get up close to the action with your ticket to get in all the things you can watch. You talk about as adults or kids, you can introduce them and take yourself over there and take a look at how they're playing. You'll learn a little bit of something at the Waialae Country Club. Go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com to get your tickets and be sure to read all the information. Full vaccination with a current photo ID is a requirement, or a proof of negative COVID test taken in the last 48 hours prior to entry with a current photo ID, and masks must be worn indoors and outdoors. There's also the friendsofhawaii.org charity fundraiser. Now, this is really cool. You go to friendsofhawaii.org, scroll down, and you'll see a long list of charities. If you make a donation there until January 26th at 4 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time, not only will all that money that you donate go to that charity, but there'll also be a little boost from the Friends of Hawaii Charities.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And this is the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions show. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, is with us. We've got Pete McPartland, chairman of the board, president and CEO of the title sponsor, Century Insurance. Stephanie Smith, vice president, marketing and brand management, Century Insurance. And Alex Urban, executive director, Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. Welcome everyone in, and thank you for being for listening. We've got Alex. Got to ask you: are there tickets available still? Since everything is just about sold out when it comes to going into with a place to sit down and have a little something to eat. I understand the lanai at the lookout, or the lanai at the clubhouse, is sold out. Aloha Club is sold out. Is the lookout? Are there places still available?
There are some places still available. So the lookout, at this point, you know, we would have available tickets for Sunday, and people can go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and click the link there, and it actually sends them straight to me. So that's a very limited venue. There are a couple spots available, and then we also have space available at the Banyan Club, which is kind of our it's a ground ticket plus access to the Banyan Club, which is a really nice place to get out of the sun. We've had such great weather. It's nice to have a place to get a little taste of shade, and also some just unbelievable views of the eighth green, that the par three over that gorge there. So those are the two quote unquote upgraded things that we still have left, but also our grounds experience is as good as anywhere. I was just talking to someone yesterday about the the quality of field, but how you can get so close to players at our tournament. That's one of the things that separates it from other events. And it just truly, I talked to a fan yesterday that said it was the best experience he'd ever had at a golf tournament yesterday. So it's always really cool to hear things like that. And yeah, come on out. We have a big golf course here. We got plenty of space for people to watch golf. The views are incredible. I must have seen 10 whale breaches yesterday too. So it's just outstanding out here right now.
Oh, that's great. They're home too. That's wonderful. When I was going online to check out what might be available, I noticed that Honorary Observer wasn't sold out. Is there Honorary Observer positions available for tomorrow?
There's just a couple left. So same deal with Lookout. I believe there's a link there that will send people to me. So just a couple, though. So if someone's interested in that, they can reach out to our team.
That's now the Honorary Observer. You get to walk with the group, whomever you're going to, you can't choose who you want to be with. You're assigned to a player, a group of players, and then you follow along at a, you know, you have to have a respectful distance. You can't get really, really close. But it's such an experience. Talk about watching what clubs they're choosing. Of course, you're not going to want to emulate that. We'll be talking with Ben Hongo, PGA, about, you know, who do you copy when you're going to go see something like this. But we still have, this is cool, the Ohana plan. That includes two shave ice?
Yeah, so today is Ohana Day. It's a tournament. So we started this a couple years ago, and we've really developed the program, and we actually have a partner in Ohana Day this year in Southwest Airlines, and some other partners too with some of the, we have some cakey activities for kids with Maui Health, with the First Tee, and when you come to the tournament, you can purchase an Ohana plan, which is two tickets. Comes actually with four shave ices, so basically shave ice for the whole family. I think you were right. Two shave ices. So two shave ices. We got a great shave ice stand right there in Fan Time on 9. And of course, kids get in free, two kids 15 and under with each ticketed adult. So it's a really cost-effective way to have a great day with the family, bring them out, cool off with some shave ice, see the best golfers in the world. And then also, in addition to that, we actually have, like I said, some of these activities for kids. When you walk in the front door, the first 500 fans are going to get a Southwest Airlines Kukui Nut Lei. Wow. And then in addition to that, we have this little passport with the different activities, and kids can go complete all the activities, and they'll get a little something once they complete those activities. So just some fun ways to get the families involved and get people, especially locals here, excited about the tournament.
Yes, this is great. This is wonderful. You have done a fantastic job, Alex Urban. I need to switch gears quick with Pete McPartland, Chairman of the Board, President and CEO, Century Insurance. Why golf? Why are you so involved in golf at this point?
Great question. Well, this is not an answer that probably everyone would want to hear, but I wish I could say that there was some master plan that we thought up at some point in the past and it's now really well executed. It was really just a simple matter of being a company that insures businesses and likes to do business with our customers on a very intimate basis, recognizing the potential of the game of golf in terms of how we conduct and relate with our own customers. So without being too long-winded here, it started with the creation of a golf course in 1982 called Century World, which was the first destination golf course in the state of Wisconsin. It won accolades. We refurbished it around 2014-15. The opportunity to host what is now the Century Tournament of Champions came along independently of that, and it just made sense for us. From a customer engagement standpoint, we wanted the intimacy of bringing our top customers and partners to Maui, and we also wanted to reintroduce our brand, Century Insurance brand, more assertively, and represented a great opportunity for that. And then things have just since evolved beyond that. We were named by the USGA as being the host golf tournament for the 2023 Senior Open. That'll be held next year, the USGA Senior Open. We got involved in the First Tee, which is probably the largest kind of charitable organization that the PGA Tour and the USGA get involved in. So we're kind of full face first participants in First Tee. And then we had the opportunity, because of our relationship with the USGA, to become their sixth corporate partner a little over a year ago. And along with, I think, Rolex, Deloitte, American Express, and I forget who else. So we're very honored to do that. So we're fully engaged with the PGA Tour, the USGA. We have a golf course that's kind of gaining a lot of recognition. And golf is how we interact and kind of face the public.
Yeah.
So one good thing after another is what happened. The one thing that they do have in common is that when we set out to do something, Danielle, we try to do it right. We don't take shortcuts. We try to really commit ourselves. And that is the one thing that everything has in common.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and I also, when I was reading about, you know, Century Insurance and Century World and golf, you know, built on integrity, trust, and a strong work ethic. You know,
thank you.
Yeah, and it's all about that, and that's what golf is. I you know, even though practice doesn't make perfect in golf, it just makes for more practice. You're constantly striving to, you know, to get it all right, and that's what's most important. So you're also vying to become the number one golf destination in Wisconsin, and I like what you're doing with Century World. You're spacing the tee times 20 minutes apart instead of 10.
Yes. Yep, we're reopening that golf course and spacing out the tee times. It's a, you know, all you can wonder, eat and drink is built in within the greens fees. Borrowed some thoughts, and maybe Stephanie could comment in this.
Yes.
When Stephanie and others visited another Maui golf course, McKenna.
Oh, yep.
Like some aspects of what they were doing, even though it's a private club. And it inspired us a little bit. Do you want to elaborate on that, Stephanie?
Yes, absolutely. Last spring, we were out visiting on Maui, as awarding the charity check for the Century Tournament of Champions, and our director of golf and the general manager of Century World were along. And so we decided to explore some local golf courses to see what they did, knowing that we had a destination course and were grateful to be invited to play McKenna. And the experience there, you know, an immaculate golf course, an opportunity, you know, throughout the golf course to have food and beverages, bartenders on site, chefs on site, and we were wowed. You know, just the condition of the course, the experience, and got to that got the Century World team to thinking, how might we do something like that at Century World that sets our golf course apart from other destination places? So we are introducing this new golf experience at Century World next year that will be like no other in the Midwest.
Yeah, I the refreshment stations and delicious local fare is
exactly
all part of the green fee. Now, that got me wondering, in Wisconsin, what is delicious local fare?
Well, it's not exactly what your cardiologist might recommend if you had one. It's, we'll just say beer and brats would be a part of it. But no,
yeah.
There's done very well, very good stuff, but
yes,
it's what you would expect the carnivores in the Midwest to be interested in. So
that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, and well, when we delicious local fare, you know, is maybe sashimi, you know, in Hawaii. So I had no idea what that would be in Wisconsin. I always think of you know, milk and cheese. And
well, it starts with a spotted cow beer.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, where you can only get it in Wisconsin. And the Century World team just does a fantastic job of taking, you know, Wisconsin traditional foods and elevating it.
Yes.
So whether, you know, it's a bratwurst or a hamburger, or the chefs are amazing. I'm looking forward to sampling it myself.
I bet. I still want to take you up on the offer to come and do my show from Century World. And Mark Rolfing and Alex Urban, let's all just go.
We will have you. I promise. We will have you. If you will come, we will have you.
You know, I want to talk to you, Danielle, because, you know, I've experienced Century and just the kind of quality that this company represents and the detail with which they have engaged this tournament. And, you know, not a lot of people would have thought of this concept for Century World, but not a lot of destination golf courses either would have come up with a 20-minute tee time interval, which you pretty much have to have if people are stopping and drinking beer and eating brats. So it's going to be a nice, comfortable experience. That wouldn't have worked if you would have had 8-minute tee time intervals, you know, with people stopping.
No, that wouldn't have worked. Move over and give me another one. Oh, that's wonderful. This is wonderful. Pete McPartland, it is always a pleasure talking with you. And
Thank you, yes,
it's always fun having you. And I hope we'll do this again next year. And hopefully it'll be in person next year. Any final thought that you wanted to share with us before we wrap up?
Well, I do want to take you up on your offer to do your show here. I would like to formally, on this program, invite you to Stevens Point as part of our next Connected Community Initiative, when we're all able to travel a little bit more freely, and ask you to please come with other folks from Maui to Stevens Point, and please do your show at Century World. We would absolutely love that.
Oh, wonderful. That would be fantastic. Stephanie, was there anything you wanted to add about connected communities and the community impact that Century Tournament of Champions has had on the community and Century Insurance outside the, you know, the monies that are raised during the tournament?
I'll just say that, you know, the connections that these two communities have made, the relationships that are building between the people, it's always so wonderful to come to Maui because, you know, yes, the golf is phenomenal. The charitable aspects are so important. But what I enjoy most is seeing friends again. And that's truly what so many people on Maui have become, is they've become friends. And having the opportunity to see them again, to say hello, has just been fantastic.
Yes. Well, I just want to dig a little bit deeper here. In December, for addressing the childhood hunger concern, Century donated $100,000 to the Kau Kau for Keiki program. And
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What we learned, and again, through our friends here on island, a hunger problem continues with school-age children, and a large portion of school-age children get two meals a day at school. So when school is out during vacations, some families might go without nutritious food. So this is a partnership. There are, you know, Mahi Pono, Maui Cattle, the Food Bank, United Way have worked together to put together boxes of fresh food, vegetables, meat, nutritious food for children, and it's distributed to the families during the school break. So, yes, we wanted to become part of it, donated $100,000, and that funded one of the 2 weeks food for one of the 2 weeks of the holiday break for children. So we just think it's a fantastic idea that there's, you know, not only are the families getting nutritious food, but also involving area businesses, area nonprofits, so everyone benefits from this.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Absolutely. And it's brought directly to the home, and there were people volunteering. 100 community members volunteered their time to deliver those meals during the break. Stephanie, Pete, thanks so much. Alex, anything that you'd like to add as the tournament is about to get underway at 9:30 this morning?
Yeah. No, just come on out. It's a beautiful day, and the golf course and the field and the leaderboard is just all unbelievable. So we're excited to have everyone out to the tournament.
Wonderful. And Mark, will you be able to stay for a few more minutes?
Stay for a few minutes and then go to my real job, Danielle.
Yes, the real job calls. Ben Hongo is going to come up next with us, and I thought it'd be fun to have the two of you on for a few minutes. And when you have to leave, then Ben will sweep the top of the hour. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much again, Pete and Stephanie and Alex, for being on the show. Always great
talking. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Danielle.
And see you soon. All right. Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha, this is Harris English, your defending champion at the Century Tournament of Champions. This year, the tournament invites you and your Ohana to celebrate the community on Saturday, January 8th, as part of our Ohana Day, presented by Southwest Airlines. This interactive day will feature fun for the whole family, including food trucks, special ticket packages, keiki activities, and more. Purchase your tickets today at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, is with us from Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And Ben Hongo is going to join us real soon. But Mark, you know, this year I haven't heard of anyone stepping on a piece of coral or anyone surfing and getting hurt. Are they still playing while they're on Maui before the tournament?
You know, I got to tell you, Dan, it has really changed. You know, in years past, we talked about guys came right after Christmas and they were on vacation. And guys came right after Christmas here and they have not been on vacation. They have been out working on their games. It shows you how much this tournament has changed. I think they're now realizing how important it is in the FedEx Cup to get off to a good start. The Plantation course was packed with players on the weekend, where normally it's very quiet the weekend before Century TSC. And even Brooks Koepka, who is known for working really hard at the majors, much at other events, he has been grinding away. A different approach, and I haven't seen anybody in the surf yet with boogie boards down at the Ritz-Carlton. You know, they're up on the putting, not down at the beach.
Yeah, that's the sense I'm getting, that they're all working. It's like John Rahm, even though he was spending so much time at home and he was enjoying his baby and being, but he said he was practicing. Golf did not, you know, sometimes you hear, yeah, I didn't touch a club for a couple, you know, months or a couple of weeks. I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think they can afford it. Does this tell us just how good a state we're in when it comes to the fields and the competition on this PGA Tour?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Take a look at that entire field right now for Century TSC. If you shot 300 par the first 36 holes up there at the Plantation course, you got yourself into last place. 300 par is in last place. That shows me just how good these guys are.
This is wonderful. Mark, will we be together next week for Sony Open?
Absolutely, we will. I can't wait. You know, I'll have my fishing rod right next to me. And as soon as you release me next Saturday, I'll be right on those flats off the media center at Wildlife.
Wonderful. And I'll have a big picture of from years past, because unfortunately, we still can't do this in the Sony Open in Hawaii. On in the media center, we'll be getting back there. I am, you know, it's like, wow, 2 years? I don't know if I can take this. but I you know, all's good. Thank you for being on the show, Mark. It's always fun. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. Ben Hongo, PGA, he is with us now. And Ben is also Vice President, Aloha Section PGA, in addition to, of course, being Golf Digest Best Teachers in Hawaii 2019-2020, voted by his peers, Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year twice, Youth Development Leader of the Year twice. He teaches at Kapalua Golf Academy right there. One-on-one golf lessons, golf clinics. Let me see now. Anybody coming by for a tune-up? Ben Hongo, welcome into the golf club.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing really good. So, you know, in years past, I've always heard that sometimes some of the guys will drop into the academy and kind of, you know, like get a tune-up. Can you keep, you know, give me an idea of how I'm doing here? Do we see that still?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, golf is such a, you know, funny sport. You know, everybody does it a little bit differently. And, you know, I've been doing this for a little while, and I can, you know, definitively tell you that there isn't one way of doing this. I always kind of say that there's a McDonald's down the road, and my preference would be, you know, driving in a red, Ferrari convertible and going 120, but some people prefer to go on the lower road, you know, in a minivan. So, you know, as you can kind of see in our tournament here, you know, not everybody has, you know, the same golf swing. And, if you can kind of work on a few fundamentals and whatnot and work pretty hard at it, you can get pretty good at golf.
Yeah, you could get pretty good at work. But the guys there, all 38 of them are really, really good. I mean, they're the, you know, best in the world, right? And it's really something to see. But even they want someone to take a look if they're feeling a little bit off.
Yeah, I think, you know, for most part, you know, I would say almost all players on the tour have, you know, some type of a swing guru or, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you hear a lot of the players today when the microphone goes to their you know, mouth that they don't use I anymore. They use we because, you know, they have, you know, putting coaches or short game coaches. They have full swing coaches. They have mental coach. They have physical therapists, personal trainers, cooks, on and on and on.
Right.
So it's, even though it's an individual sport, it's kind of become a team sport.
Yes, absolutely. In the beginning, that really bothered me. I was like, hey, take responsibility. Quit blaming your caddy.
Yeah, and also a caddy, absolutely, a caddy.
Right, now I have to say, yeah, it's true. It's not all of, you. Ultimately, you're the one that pulls the trigger, so you've got to be the one that says, yeah, I blew that shot. And maybe even say, yeah, my caddy told me to do something different. So now let's go straight to the plantation course. Now, let's say I'm a recreational player, and, I want to play that, Kapalua Plantation course that I see on TV every year. I hear about it. The views are spectacular. I want to see those whales breaching. Should a recreational player play the plantation course?
Yeah, absolutely. This golf course has, four sets of tees. And I think you just have to be smart about what tees you're going to play from. I mean, if you play from the tees that the guys are playing this week, I mean, it's going to be a long day. But the resort tees and the front tees, you can handle. A lot of players can handle those tees. So that's the first advice I would say to you is to talk to the starter and go, okay, what's the appropriate the tees I should be playing from. Secondly is this golf course is very, very unique. If you watched the telecast yesterday with Nota Begay, he was using the leveler to kind of show the play, the people how much slope they're really dealing with. I mean, when you look at some of the slope, I think he was on like number 10, and there was 10% grade. I mean, I have a little what they call a clinometer. It's an app on my phone that tells me the grade. And try to find 10% on your golf course, and you'll know how steep that is. So that's one thing that I would try to do to prepare to play the plantation course is maybe do some practicing off of severe lies, uphill lie, downhill lies, ball above your feet, ball below your feet. Talk to your pro or local pro and talk and ask them about how to deal with those lies, because it's not like a driving range where it's flat. And then I would say lastly is the wind. We're not getting a lot of winds here this week, but it can blow, 15 to 25 miles per hour here. And my friend Eddie Lee would always say that, when it's breezy, swing easy.
Yes, absolutely. I don't fight the wind. Yeah, don't try to swing against the wind. Very, very good advice. Absolutely. Now, what if I'm still not comfortable on the tee that's like closest? Can I tee it forward even more so? Would I ask permission to do that?
We play. Your goal, in my opinion, should be that when you pick the ball out of the hole on the 18th hole, that you tell yourself, hey, I want to do this again. So, I know we have the rules of golf, USGA rules, but, who really cares if you're just trying to have fun? So if you miss a shot, just pick the ball up, move it up to 150-yard marker and hit it from there, and maybe not even hole out all the way. I mean, I'm looking at right now, I'm on the side of number one on the plantation course, and I'm looking out at the ocean, with the Molokai, and I see the Ritz-Carlton over here to the left, and how can you have a bad day here right now? So I just think that, maybe take that stress of, I got to play the best round of golf here or anything, and just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy the views, enjoy the environment here at the plantation course. It's a really special place.
Oh, you are. My heart is pumping happily when you said that. That's the whole thing about getting people into this game. Don't take it so seriously. Not yet. You know, you
yeah.
It takes a while before you can take it seriously, and a lot of practice and a lot of trial and tribulation and being with somebody who can point you in the right direction. And that's what a PGA is all about. Like Ben Hongo, I'm talking with a PGA.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's the vice president of Aloha Section PGA, as a matter of fact. And the state of golf in Hawaii compared to, let's say, 2020, how are we doing?
You know, I think we're, you know, our goal right now as a section is just to get back to normalcy of some sort. And I think we're getting there right now. West Wailua, you know, is leading us, you know, leading the industry to a better spot. And, you know, hopefully we'll get past the surge that we're in right now. And, you know, we'll start doing some, you know, back to charity stuff and, you know, tournament play and, you know, so on and so on. Right. So it's been a, you know, it's been a rough year for the, you know, the organizers or the organizations that run golf industry. You know, I think we're getting there. You know, a lot of places on the mainland, though, you know, they're having record years. You know, golf was, PGA of America, I think, did a really great job of, you know, talking to the White House and having these plans set, these tiers that we went through. And, you know, we started off with not having holes or having some type of a border or putting those sponges into the holes. And I think we're past that. We, you know, we didn't have rakes for a long time. You know, we rode in one person to a golf cart. So we had all these plans that, and that went out, you know, early in 2020. And it really helped us as an industry to kind of, you know, get back into golf. And I think golf was one of the first sports to get back. So, you know, with the help of the PGA of America and, you know, and for, you know, for our situation here, Aloha Section and West Wailua, I think we did a really good job of coming back to golf. So,
yes.
Getting back to, so it's been an interesting year for everybody, but, I'm just glad that we're all playing and we got fans back and, you know, so on and so on.
Yeah. On the mainland, they were recording record rounds played. I mean, it went up almost 10%, you know, the number of people getting outside because it's safe to play outside. You know, it's a kind of sport where there is social distancing automatically built in. So you can do it pretty easily, particularly if you're all in the same cart. I mean, not in the same cart, you know. It worked really well. I know that so many of our courses are resort courses, destination courses, and with the drop in the number of visitors, that did not help in a lot of cases.
Correct.
Right. Now, but it's getting positive. You know, things are changing. The last two Kona lows, had two Kona lows back-to-back. You know, have you heard how the golf courses have recovered from that much water?
I know here on Maui, you know, there are a few golf courses that had to close for a few days and whatnot. You know, on the bay course here at Kapalo, you know, we had some trees go down, and I think we just closed for half a day, I think. So it wasn't that bad here at Kapalua. I know some other golf courses had to close a few days, but you know, these superintendents, I mean, you know, these are smart people. You know, we kind of look at, you know, watch Caddyshack, and you know, you kind of look at Carl, and they're not them. I mean, these people are, you know, highly educated, and they know what they're doing. And I think, you know, and you can see that, you know, case in point, the plantation course. I mean, it looks great. It's probably one of the, I mean, I don't think I've seen a, you know, plantation course look this good for a little while. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I may be wrong in some places on some golf courses around the state and stuff like that, but it seemed like we did okay with the bad weather that we had in December.
Yeah, good drainage always helps. I know the blue course had a rough couple of days because, you know, it was fierce the way that water was coming down and the winds were blowing, so much going on. And kudos to all the golf course superintendents and the crews that got out there and took care of it, because In some cases, our golf courses are actually designed to make sure that flooding doesn't happen in communities nearby. And so we have to really tip our hats to the people who then have to go in, you know, knowing that fortunately everything has been saved. Okay, on the Aloha Section PGA, you have a new board. Talk to us a bit about that before we go into the special awards.
Yeah, so we have a new board, and we're actually going to get together after the Sony, on Monday after the Sony, at the section office. And, you know, I know we kind of said that I'm a vice president of the Aloha section, but that will become official the Monday after. And David Haven's is going to be the president of Aloha section, and we're going to vote in the new secretary on that Monday. I got a feeling who is going to be, but I don't want to say it without being official. So that'll happen on at the Sony. The whole board is actually going to be at the hitting cage, giving free lessons at Sony Open next week. So you know, so people from Oahu, yeah, come on by if you want to see, if you want to get some free lessons from, you know, the best in the state.
Wow, that was at Sony. We weren't able to have those free lessons last year, so we are going to have the Aloha Section PGA professionals on hand at Sony.
At this point, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, yes. And, you know, Ray Sosik said, always go to Sony Open in Hawaii online and check out about tickets and any changes that are happening because of, you know, the situation with Omicron that we're dealing with. It's just, you know, just one of those crazy times that we just have to bear with and be careful through. So what are the special awards?
So special awards, you know, we award, you know, Teacher of the Year, you know, Golf Professional of the Year, so on and so on. I can't remember exactly how many awards, but there's roughly a dozen awards that we give out, you know, for the Aloha Section members. And, you know, Tom Freestone was our Golf Professional of the Year. And he is the director of Hokuala on Kauai. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, we usually have, you know, some type of awards party, but we decided against it this year. So if you, you know, if people wanted to get to know our special award winners, we're working on doing a video right now, which will be posted on the ASPGA.com, our website. So that should be coming up pretty soon.
Oh, wonderful. I know I was a recipient of the Aloha Section Distinguished Service Award. And wow, it was such an honor, and always grateful to the Aloha Section and everyone who made the decision to, you know, give me that wonderful award. So the idea that, you know, you don't get to have the get-together, it's always so nice getting together with everybody. And it's, yeah, maybe we'll have to have one of those, you know, after everything's over and we can get together, just have a giant party.
I can't wait for that. We have so many great people in the, you know, in the section of the state doing a lot of great stuff. You know, we have, you know, the Patriots Day, you know, which is the PGA Hope and Folds of Honor, which was led by Greg Nichols at Colina. You know, they raised almost $100,000. This year for the Folds of Honor and Hope. We got some funding for the PGA Hope, and the PGA Hope, you know, is a program to help out to get the military personnel into golf. So, you know, if you go to PGA.org and then just type in PGA Hope, there's all these great stories, you know, with Hawaii being, you know, having such a huge military presence. It's a great program that just kind of fits us. So we're going to have a few PGA professionals kind of go through the training of how to how to instruct, you know, disabled veterans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we're going to launch that this year. So,
oh,
you know, we're looking forward to, you know, to the PGA Hope. But anyway, you know, and that's just one, you know, one part of it. But we have so many, you know, just great golf professional in this state doing great things. So I'm, you know, being a part of the section and being a vice president, I'm so proud of to be part of it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Steve Greiner is a PGA on the East Coast, actually over at Fort Belvoir is where he was the director of golf, and he created the whole program for wounded, disabled veterans, some wounds that you can't see, you know, when something, when somebody's standing next to an IED that blows up, it does terrible things to the brain, you know,
yes.
People, you know, so I went to some of the, one of the programs, I spent the day there, and it was just marvelous to see everybody on the putting green or, you know, on the range and or the short game. So everybody kind of rotated through. And, you know, that was the playing part. But the most important part was the social part, the getting out and being a part of a large group of people. Not and you could be a part of it or you could be on the peripheral. You know, you could enter into the social, or you could kind of just be on the peripheral and know that you're close to people, but not feeling the pressure of interacting with people. And that's part of what this is all about. You know, it's teaching golf, and it's teaching so much more. And it's giving a place to go to, get out of the house, get out of your, you know, you're in your mind, and get into society. And that's really the beauty of what PGA Hope and Folds of Honor and all these things do. There are so many different organizations that use Steve Greiner's plan, and it's just wonderful to see that we're doing it now. I've just been waiting for this day. Thank you so much. Okay. Ben Hongo, PGA, you can find him at hongogolf.com. Great website. He's Vice President, Aloha Section, PGA. And I believe this is, you know, our treat is that we can't see each other, you know, but we've always gotten together on the, I think this is our 23rd year, right? It was 1990. Yeah. 1999
Oh, wow.
For me was my first Century Tournament of Champions. And at the time, I was given this most amazing Bettinardi putter, gold plated. And it's a blade. I love that putter. I mean, you know, I've been using that putter from in, and imagine trying to bring that home, you know, and today. And we were on the, and the pilot said, no problem, we'll put it in the front. We didn't want to put it in the luggage compartment, and it didn't fit in the overhead. So the pilot said, I'll put it in the front here, and I'll give it to you when you're leaving. He understood. Yes, it's wonderful. So, Ben, we're going to bring in Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. And I want to take you back just a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more than that. I got news that I was not going to be able to sit next to Danielle in the media center, sit there with my buddy Ben, with Mark Ralphing, and, you know, just the whole thing. I've been there since 1999 also, and this is what it sounded like when I got the news that I would not be at this year's Century Tournament of Champions.
Oh, no. And he recorded that for us. Well,
and wait a minute. That's not bad enough.
Uh-huh.
A few days after that,
uh-huh,
I get this lovely Christmas present from Danielle in the mail. Uh-huh. It's a 2022 calendar of Hawaii, and this was that reaction.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, Bobby, we miss you too, Bob Bubka, you know.
Well, golly, I was just talking with Janice, my executive producer, as you well know, who does such an outstanding job, but I remember every Saturday morning getting up, going down the store, getting a cup of coffee, walking into the media center, sitting down, and then shortly thereafter, Ben would show up, Ben Hongo, and then of course, Mark Ralphing, and so on. I can't begin to tell you how much I miss being there, but also I want to add, I can't begin to say the pride that I have in this tournament of champions, and Mr. Portland and Stephanie from Century, they have taken this tournament literally, and Mark Ralphing will back me up on this, from the ashes. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that players weren't coming and the future was in doubt. There were talks of trying to make all kinds of different changes, adding winners from 2 years, doing this, doing that.
Yeah.
But they stuck to their guns. And now, look at that outstanding young field that they have. I mean, it is incredible. And then, on top of all of that, throw in the PGA champion, Phil Mickelson. Century deserves a heck of a lot of credit.
For getting him to come back after 21 years, you are absolutely right, because, you know, he's, let me see where Phil is. You know, he dropped down a little bit, had a bit of a rough time, rough go of it. What happened to Phil? Did he go right or left, or had some, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did see what happened. That wonderful golf course designed by, or redesigned and designed originally by Ben Crenshaw. I remember being at that cocktail party with Ben and his lovely wife, Julie, Bill Kaur. That's what happened to Phil. They designed a magnificent test of golf, but is very demanding physically. And you have to have that if you're going to have those vistas, those views. That golf course, the Plantation Golf Course, probably the most spectacular golf course in the world. And Phil openly said, now that he's over 50, man, I'm tired. I guess you are, Phil. And highlighted by the fact, I'm not there this year, so he's the oldest guy there. Had I been there, he'd have been younger by about 30 years. So that's what got to him.
That he ended up being the oldest guy here. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Well, it's just great. I mean, we've got such an amazing field. And Tony Finau, I hope he comes on. He's got a shot at 70, 69. Max Honma, Billy Horschel, didn't wear his flower pants this year, hopefully next year. Colin Morikawa, I expected him to have a stronger, he dropped 14 positions. Taylor Gooch, Victor Hovland, Brendan Grace, I'm moving up. Patrick Reed, Eric Van Rooyen, Garrick Higo, Joel Damon, we've got Kevin Kisner, Cam Davis, going up now, Bryson DeChambeau. Now, I expected Bryson with these massively, huge fairways, so much room for him to use that driver. I didn't get a chance to see Bryson's game. What was up with Bryson?
Well, don't count him out just yet, Danielle. I mean, he's liable to shoot 60-60 over the weekend. That's the kind of talent that he has. And you're right, he's not taking full advantage of those wide fairways. But it's like any other golf tournament, especially at the highest level. It comes down to who makes the putts. Now, maybe if they had that special putter that you were given 20 years ago to putt with, they would be making more putts. you may want to put that up for sale over the last two rounds. That what was it, a Bentonati?
Yes, it's a
Bentonati putter that you got.
Yes, it's the gold plating that did it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
A gold plated putter using a gold plated putter.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Ben Hongo, let's bring Ben back in. He's there at Kapalua. He's enjoying the fabulous event that is the Century Tournament of Champions. Ben, did you catch how Bryson DeChambeau is doing? He I was expecting him to like take advantage of those massive fairways.
Yeah, I was too, and it's not like he's playing bad. It's just everybody's playing
good.
You know, the leaders are just, I mean, Cameron Smith is 17 under, and what's the, I think the tournament record here is 31, right?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
So I'm not sure if he's playing bad or he's just being outplayed.
Yes. When you have three eagles in in two rounds, you're doing something right. That's all there is to it. Right?
Yeah. Hey, Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle.
Yes.
Could I say hello to Ben real
please,
quick?
Please. We have. That's exactly why I wanted you guys to be together. We've got about 3 minutes.
All right.
Well, that was a touching conversation.
Oh,
I wish you were here. I wish we were watching the football game on Monday together.
Oh,
I know. Yeah. We've done that many a year down the Pineapple Grill. Real great story about the Pineapple Grill several years ago. Sitting there, sitting alongside of a gentleman, and I said to him, when are you going home? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, when'd you get here? He said, November 1st. I said, wow, and this was January. He said, no big deal. He said, when I want to go, I'll call my plane, and he'll come and pick me up, and I'll go home. So he gets up to go to the men's room. His wife's sitting there, and I said, excuse me, what does your husband do for a living? She says, shopping centers. I said, oh, he owns a shopping center? She said, no, he owns 57 of them. I said, you got to be kidding me. But here's the end to a happy story. They leave. We get up to leave, Janice and I, and I asked for my check, and they said, no, that couple that was here before, they took care of it. They never said a word about it. They just did it. I mean, kindness lives and originates on Maui, and it goes around the world. I mean, if everybody lived like the people of Maui live, it would be a one, and the whole state of Hawaii. This would be a wonderful planet to exist on.
Well, you know, if you own 57 shopping centers, you know, you could buy everybody around. Right? Yeah. No, that was really sweet of him. That was really sweet of him. And Ben Hongo, thank you so much for being on the show today. It was real fun talking with you. And Bob Bupka, you know, it's always fabulous having you because you have stories that we've never heard. And so you must be back on again. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, no.
I have to thank the people who make this show possible. Bob, Ben, thank you. Aloha. And thanks to our sponsors. You know, if you're stumped, if you want to get a nice birthday gift for somebody, or you want to give somebody in the office kudos for something they've done, the hard work that they've put in, for the long time they've worked there, yes, get them a Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of Golf for years, Hawaii Watched. Tiger Woods, play Poipu Bay, Kauai's South Shore Gem, year after year. Everyone, whenever we're giving away something here, like a Poipu gift certificate, yeah, they're all jazzed. Ah, here comes a Sony Open in Hawaii. That's what we'll be doing next week. PGA Tour stars are hitting the Waialae Country Club January 10th through the 16th, and you can get up close to the action with your ticket to get on the course at Waialae Country Club, go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Jump on that Sony Open wave of aloha for Hawaii Charities. Proof of full vaccination with current photo ID or proof of negative COVID test taken in the last 48 hours prior to entry will be necessary. Masks have to be worn indoors and outdoors. MD Restoration for flood or fire disasters. Boy, we've needed you. You need help from MD Restoration just any time of the day. Right away, give them a call because the quicker they get in and mitigate the problem, the faster it'll be resolved. If disaster strikes your home or your office, call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, they'll do your cleanup and repair. 528-3434 and Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store. Yeah, across from Home Depot's Ivele parking structure. It's on Alakava in Ivele. You'll find everything you need. Chainsaws, weed whackers, you name it. Everything you need in the mega store on Alakava. Aloha Power Equipment. I'm Danielle Tucker. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.